We continue today with lesson number 14 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos. We're continuing in the fifth perek, Perekei, with the sixth and seventh Mishnah, Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin. We learned yesterday that there are certain korbanos mincha which require hagosha, meaning that the Kohen takes the mincha and approaches the southwest corner of the Mizbeach with it, and also require tenufa, that the Kohen wave it according to a certain configuration, which we will learn more about today. Certain korbanos mincha require hagosha and not tenufa, like the standard korbanos mincha, minchas solas, machvas, etc., as well as minchas Kohen Moshiach, etc. They require hagosha, but not tenufa. In Mishnah Vav, we learn elu tuunin tenufa ve'ein tuunin hagosha. The following require a tenufa, but not a hagosha. Log shemen shel mitzora va'ashomo. The mitzora, when he's healed from his tzoras, goes through a certain procedure, and part of that procedure is, ובייום השמיני ייקח שני חיבוסים, on the eighth day he takes two sheep. ולוקח הכהן את הכבש או אחד והקריב אותו לאשם ויסלוג השמן. The Kohen takes the sheep and a log, a liquid measure of shemen zayis, of olive oil. והניפו שם תנופו לפני השם, and he performs the act of tenufa, of waving it in a certain pattern. So that requires tenufa, but no hagosha. V'ha-bikurim k'divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. In the Mishnah, Meseches Bikurim, in the second perek, there's a machlokas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and the Chachomim. But Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that Bikurim also require tenufa, but not hagosha. V'emurei shalme yochid. If an individual person brings a korban shlomim, which is the standard, so the emurim, the fatty parts which go upon the mizbeach, they require tenufa. V'chosev ashok shelohem, the chest bone and the thigh bone, which belong to the Kohen, from a korban shlomim, which an individual brings, there too a tenufa is required. And this is true for echod anoshim v'echod noshim, that the tenufa is required both for a korban shlomim brought by a male and by a female, b'Yisrael avalo ba'achirim. So the Gemara Meseches Menachos explains that the tenufa itself, if a male Yisrael, a male Jew, brings a korban shlomim, he holds the meat together with the kohen, and together they do the tenufa. In the case of a woman, the tenufa is performed, but the woman has no direct contact with the kohen's hands and with the objects which are being waved. In the case of goyim, there's a machlokes meforshim rishonim. Some say the kohen does do a tenufa for the korban shlomim of a goy, and some say no, that for a shlomim of a goy there's no tenufa at all. That's the opinion recorded in the Shito Mekubetzes. Ushtei alechem, the two breads on Shavuos, require tenufa, not hagosha. Ushnei kivsei atzeres, the two sheep brought on Shavuos, require tenufa, not hagosha. How is a tenufa done? Keitzad hu osa, in the case of the shtei halechem and the shnei kivsei atzeres, they're both brought on Shavuos. No saying shtei halechem al gabei shnei chavosim, literally, he places the two breads on top of the two sheep. And the Gemara explains that he doesn't put it on top of the two sheep, but adjacent to the two sheep. Umaniyah shtei yodov milamaton, and he places his two hands, the Kohen places his two hands under the meat and breads, and he performs the process of tenufa, which is molech umevi. He moves it forward, backward, left, right, the four Ruchos Ha'olam, the four directions, north, south, east, west. Ma'le u'morid, and then he raises it and lowers it. Six ways, four directions, and up and down. Shenemar asher hunaf va'asher huram. It has to be waved in the four directions, north, south, east, west, and it has to be raised upward. The Mishnah continues. Tenufa hoyesa bamizroch. The tenufa was done east of the Mizbeach, further away from the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which were in the west of the Mizbeach. Rashi understands this to mean that it could even be done in the Mizrach, whereas the Rambam says, no, it must be done in the Mizrach. V'hagosha b'maro. V'hagosha certainly was only done in the west. In the southwest corner, that's where the Hagosha, the approach of the Kohen with the Mincha, was done to the southwest corner. Utenufos kodmos lahagoshos. In those situations where a korban required both tenufa and hagosha, the tenufa came first. Minchas haomer, the korban mincha which was brought on the 16th day of Nisan by the whole community, uminchas kenaos, the mincha of a sota, require both teunos, tenufa v'hagosha. They require both. Lechem haponim uminchas nesochim. Finally, the lechem haponim, the breads on the table in the Heichal on Shabbos, they require neither tenufa nor hagosha. And minchas nesochim, the korba mincha which accompanies an animal offering, requires neither tenufa nor hagosha. Mishnah Zayin continues, Rabbi Shimon Omer, and Mefarshim say there's no machlokas here. Rabbi Shimon is only telling you some basic principles, and no one disputes them. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosha Minim, there are three types of korban to uno shalosh mitzvos, which require three mitzvos. And you'll see in the pattern in which they require these three mitzvos. The three mitzvos are tenufa of the animal while it's alive, and or the tenufa of the meat after the shechita, when the animal is already dead, or smicha. Smicha means where the person who brings the korban places his hands upon the back neck of the animal and puts his hands down with force upon it. That's smicha, which of course is done when the animal is alive. Shtayim b'chol achas v'achas v'hashlishis ein bohem. On these three types of korbanos, which Rabbi Shimon is about to explain, each of them has two of those three, smicha, or tenufa shehu chai, when the animal is alive, or tenufa liachashchita, v'hashlishis ein bohem. Require two of the three, but not all three. In other words, from these three mitzvahs, smicha, tenufa chai, and tenufa liachashchita, two of those three apply to all of the three minim, but the third does not apply to any of the three minim. Only two of three, never all three. Now, how does it work? Ve'eluhem. There's three types of korban that he's going to refer to. Zifchei shal meyochid. A korban shlomim, which an individual brings, voluntarily, his own free will, etc. Vizifchei shal meitzibur, the korban shlomim, which the community, the tzibur, brings on shuls. Va'asha mitzora, and the korban osham, which a mitzora brings after he's become healed from his tzoras. So, of these three minim, Zivchei shalme yochid, a korban shlomim, which an individual brings whenever he feels like it, just about, to unim smicha chayim, requires smicha upon the live animal. The person who brings it puts his hands upon the samach yodo al rosh korbono, and that's how he leans upon the korban, making it his, so to speak. Utenufa shechutim, the tenufa is done with the emorim, before they're placed upon the Mizbeach, and with the Chazev Eshok, which is eventually given to the Kohen. So that's two of the three. But for Ein Bohem Tenufa Chayim, there's no Tenufa performed upon the living animal. So here you have, with regard to Shalmei Yochid, two, but not the three. Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, the Korbanos, which the Tzibur brings on Shvuos, which are two sheep, Tunim tenufa chayim, they do require to be waved, to have tenufa while they were still alive before the shechita. And they require a second tenufa, shechutim, a second time. Because by the shalmei tzibur, there is also a tenufa for the chozev ashok. But vein bohem smicha, there is no smicha for a zivchei shalmei tzibur. In general, the halacha l'moshe misinai is there generally speaking, is no smicha for a korban which the tzibur brings, with two exceptions, and they are the soir hamishtaleach b'yom ha-kippurim, the scapegoat which is sent down the hill on Yom Kippur. This requires smicha from the Kohen Gadol. And also, par helem dover shel tzibur, in the case where a tzibur has erroneously committed a sin under instructions from Sanhedrin, wrong instructions, so they bring a korban, that too requires smicha from the Sanhedrin or representatives of the Sanhedrin. But in general, korbanos tzibur do not require smicha, and so zifrei shalmei tzibur do not require smicha, but they require tenufa mechayim and tenufa liachashchita, two of the three. And finally, v'asha mitzora, when the mitzora brings his korban osham, to'un smicha. Because in general, with several exceptions, a korban yochid does require smicha. And the Asher Mitzorah also requires Tenufa Chai. As we learned in the previous Mishnah, when the animal is still alive, it is waived according to the pattern that I described earlier. But, Ve'ein bo Tenufa Shochut, there is no tenufa upon the korban osham of the mitzorah after that animal is slaughtered, after the shechita. Only by shalmei yochid does it say es hechoze lahanif oso tenufa lifnei Hashem. Only shalmei yochid is there tenufa, but not shalmei the osham of a mitzorah, not the osham of a tzorah. That does not require tenufa when the animal is already shochut. And so we have finished Mishnah 7 of Perakei, and in the process have concluded lesson number 14.